It is the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah to commemorate Islamic events throughout the year. And one of those notable events is the tragedy of Karbala. We hold gatherings in this regard. We mention the account in detail according to authentic sources, what the ulama of Islam have written in their books. We try and attain lessons from this tragedy of Karbala, lessons of patience, perseverance, struggle, being pleased with the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing that we shouldn't do when commemorating, when remembering the tragedy of Karbala, is to renew grief in our heart, lament, wail. And with this intention, we speak about Karbala to provoke or to incite those feelings in other people as well. This is not permitted. When somebody passes away, Islamically speaking, we are to mourn, the family members are to mourn for 3 days. And only the wife of a deceased husband has permission to mourn for 4 months and 10 days. Now, Karbala happened many centuries ago. Alhamdulillah, our ulama, they narrate the account of Karbala, the struggles that Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and his family members went through, but how they ultimately gained victory. Nobody wants to be called Yazid today. Everybody curses Yazid. Everybody speaks ill of him. And Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is spoken of in high regard. So we should highlight these things in such gatherings. We shouldn't narrate those accounts, those incidents in such a way that people are crying left, right, center. People are becoming emotional. One thing is not having control of your emotions. And when you're thinking about what happened on the plains of Karbala, your eyes swell up, that's different. But to deliberately make people feel like this, this is not the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We recite the Quran, we recite praise of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and we distribute food, we give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take lessons from the life of Imam Hussein and the tragedy of Karbala. This is how we commemorate the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this.